Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh, hey everybody, it's Dolly on the Dolly McCarthy Show today. But first, before we start the good show, we want to thank their friends over at Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent anything, just the best way to teach it. Thanks, guys, for sponsoring the show. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show in your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family owned and operated. Check them out online at Bricconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. And if you are a military personnel, please mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, or a veteran, I should say. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show and your first drink or dessert is on me. Thanks to the Naperville Trolley and Tours, they have beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Midwest Coach Limousine is proudly sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. They're a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride and providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org and don't forget to mark your calendars for all those Naper Nights concert nights coming up. Those are so much fun at Naper Settlement. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to unwind, untie, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Thanks, guys, over there, not only for bringing us some fabulous steaks, which I just had, by the way. I had the dinner special over there. Love Sullivan Steak. Thanks for sponsoring the show for 6 years, guys. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. North Fork Farm, located in Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by U.S. President Polk. Imagine that. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, bar hops, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. Check out NforkFarm.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, how about those Cubbies, guys? It is the day after. Season has officially begun. Didn't it feel like, Gino, you don't have your mic up again. My intern, Gino, he will talk. I promise you, he will talk. There is a Gino here. This is not my alter ego. He does exist, and I'll prove it. Right now, just say hi, Gino, please. Otherwise, I'll be the laughing stock of the world.
Hi, Gino.
Gino, you saw that game last night, right?
I did. It was a tough watch in the eighth when the bullpen, as usual, fell apart.
Oh, you're going to use your sports strength here. Like, let's talk sports. I know you want to be a sports sport. Gino's my intern. He's about to say hasta la vista, baby, to me. It's been great having you on the show. I really appreciate everything you've done, tracking down all these great guests we have on, including today's guest. I'm so thrilled. Danette May will be with us shortly. But let's talk a little bit about those cups last night. How painful. It was kind of painful. It was. And everybody got all freaked out, including myself, and then we end up pulling through at the end. But what do you think the problem is there? You think it's the pitching? What?
So the big problem is bullpen has always been an issue this entire season, and that's been needed in the offseason. It doesn't help our closer, Brandon Morrow, who was supposed to return in May. He got pushed back another month now. So Pedro Strop is technically our closer still, but that's not his designated position. He's more of a setup guy. Craig Kimbrell, for my sports fans out there, he's a free agent. He's a Hall of Fame closer, and the Cubs still have not signed him, and he's not asking that much. So
let's go. We got bargains, people.
The Epstein, you know, and or Theo Epstein, and They have the money in Wrigley. The Cubs are getting their own station next year, so we're going to have to pay to watch the Cubs. Money is not an issue, so let's start spending it again. One World Series is great, but this team has too much talent not to. You're going to get me all worked up on your
show. Yeah, too much talent and too much money. Let's spend the money where we need it, right? In that pitching.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Gino, there you have it, everybody. Gino does exist. My intern is here. Mike Shy, we're gonna work on that with him because I'm gonna get him on the front of the camera too this summer. We're attacking all those country festivals around Chicagoland. I'm really excited today because a girl that I admire, I love to watch her. I can't get enough of her videos. She's really inspired me and changed my life, really, with all of her great advice and the way she delivers it too. It's fun. She's just your average gal. Oh, well, she's not really average. She's gorgeous. But what's wrong with the average? But anybody can relate to that. She's such a sweetie. And if you haven't heard of her, she's got 1.5 million followers, though, on Instagram. Isn't that right? On Instagram alone and climbing. I think I started watching her when she had 10,000. But look at this. She's just been an amazing person to watch and learn from. And so we are going to have her on the show and get some tips. She is America's now leading healthy lifestyle expert, and she's now a number one best-selling author of a book called The Rise, which is on my list of summer reads. I cannot wait to dive into her book. And she's got 7 other health and fitness books and programs. She's the co-founder and CCO of Mindful Health, and we're going to be talking to her too. And she's a speaker, a motivational speaker, a wife, and a mommy. So who better to talk about women's health than Danette May? So do not go away. We'll be right back with more on Danette. But first, I have a couple of announcements. Who won the World Series MVP for the Cubs in 2016? Gino?
Javi Baez. Kidding.
No, remember Ben. Benny Zobrist. Ben. Last night, didn't his wife sing the national anthem?
She did.
I miss that? I missed it. She sang it. She is such a doll. She kind of looks like Danette May.
She also sings his walk-up music. When he comes to bat, she sings that. Yeah, her song is what Ben Zobrist comes up to. I think that's kind of cute.
When he goes to hit,
each batter gets a walk-up song, and he only uses his wife's music.
I love him for that. I love a man who loves his wife and celebrates that. Way to go, Ben. You're one of my favorites. I have a replica of the World Series ring. And I've got Ben's name on it because he's one of my faves. So hats off to you, Ben. You're one of our favorites. So, Gino, you think you can pull that off? Come on, Gino. You got Danette May. You know, we've had a lot of good time celebrities on the show. Coming up later this summer, Danette is kicking off. She doesn't even know this, but we're kicking off our healthy summer living. You know, you want to get your body beach ready, right? But it's more important. And it'll all come, right? Danette will tell us all of this. But my belief is it'll all come when you are able to, tackle the whole person in and out, inside and out. I kicked off this year with a retreat with my pal Brooke Burke. We were down in Florida at the Don Juan Resort, and we dove into health. Jorge Cruz was there, and Jorge gave me an advanced copy of his book, which is now a bestseller, The Cruise Control. You have to check that out. But we're here today to talk to Danette May. We're not here to talk about those guys, but they're coming on the show this summer too. But Danette is really what began my search for just to get in better shape inside and out, being healthy inside and out. So she's kicking off this healthy summer launch program on the Dolly McCarthy Show with Danette May. So really, really glad to have her. Danette is on the line. We're going to get to her really, really soon. Danette, thank you so much for your patience. We'll be right with you. But first, I have a few announcements. The Paramount Theater presents the world premiere of August Rush. This adaptation of the Oscar-nominated movie is about a musically gifted orphan and his search for his birth parents. Performances began yesterday, actually, April 24th, and will run through June 2nd. For tickets, visit ParamountAurora.com. Or call 630-896-6666. A lot of sixes in there. I can't wait to go see that. Next Friday night, I'll be there for the opening night performance. The Paramount never disappoints. Jim Gordy, shout out to you as the artistic director there. Did you know that this month is Autism Awareness Month? It's still Autism Awareness Month, and there is still some time to participate in Turning Point Autism's test drives. You can start by test driving a car during the rest of April, and the participating dealerships will give a $20 donation to Turning Point. Just go drive. Visit www.turningpointautismfoundation.org to see the full list of car dealerships participating in the Chicagoland area. And guys, I've been posting this on Facebook for quite a while now. This is a man, Scott Buchanan. He is in desperate need of a kidney transplant. Scott is currently, he's on a wait list for a kidney, but for a kidney donor with his type of blood, the wait time is over 10 years. So most people don't live that long, not that long enough to wait for that long of a kidney. For that long period of time for a kidney. So Scott is someone I care about because he's a man, he's a father, he's a husband, and he's a person who is worthy of our love and support. And you can help by either being a donor or simply helping spread Scott's word by following and sharing his Facebook page. Please go to Scott Buchanan, or Buckingham. Did I say Buchanan? Oh my goodness. Scott, I'm so sorry. Buckingham. These new contacts, these bifocal contacts. So a kidney for Scott Buckingham. Please, guys, go to my Facebook page and share it, and let's get the word out and help Scott. Okay? Could you please? Can you do that for me? If you can't donate a kidney, all I'm asking is to share this. Somebody's out there that can help Scott. Let's give him some hope. And if we can't find a donor, at least Scott will give him some love and support. And that's what we all need. That's what we got to do. On this show, we always talk about taking care of each other, being good to each other, and let's take care of Scott here. Our thoughts go out to Scott and his family. The Trot Against Trafficking 5K is June 8th. It's going to be in Park Ridge. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor. All race proceeds will be donated to the Sela Freedom Foundation, which brings awareness to sex trafficking. And the Taste of Park Ridge, we're a sponsor this year. Happy to do that in Uptown Park Ridge, July 11th through the 13th. And don't forget, this weekend is Misericordia Candy Days. More than 10,000 volunteers and coordinators help collect funds throughout the city and the suburbs of Misericordia. Say hello to Sister Rosemary. And did you know the Dolly McCarthy Show is going to Ireland? You can come along with us September 21st to the 28th. Check it out on page in our Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Oh my goodness. Did we have a lot of announcements today or what?
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin Lynch, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. It's David Lee Murphy, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you, Court. You said it.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. All right. Thank you for being so patient listening to these announcements. I know you're not here to listen to me. You want to know what Danette May has to say. She's America's leading healthy lifestyle expert. My favorite person to watch on Facebook, Instagram, and maybe she could be on TV someday. I don't even subscribe to TV anymore. It doesn't even matter. Forget about that. Danette May is on the show today. I'm so excited. She's out with a new book called The Rise, which is on the top of my summer reading list. I got to finish Michelle Obama's book. I'm almost done, like 10 pages away, and I can start The Rise. I'm so excited. But I was goofing around a little bit. I took a couple of weeks off for vacation, so I didn't get to the book. It was a little too sunny on the beach for me. Huh? I'm not bragging. But I'm really excited to have her on the show. She's been featured on Women's Health, Self Magazine, CBS. We got to bring her to Chicago. We'll have to ask her if she's ever been here. She coaches women on how to start and accomplish goals, how to move your body, girls, and shift your mindset, how to prepare and eat healthy food. That's one of the things I love about her. Do you know, I start my day every day thinking of Danette because she taught me this little trick with my coffee and my green tea. And it was funny because I was probably one of the very first to start watching Danette. And so I got this recipe and I was telling my family about it. And I'm like, I'm so cool. I know all this stuff. And they're like, how did you learn all this? And I gave him a little kiss. I'm like, gotta watch Jeanette May. I just adore her. I'm so glad that she's on the show because she has really influenced my life for the better. And, you know, it's no secret. I just hit 50. So we need all the help we can get. A sprinkle of this, a sprinkle of that in our coffee. It really does a lot. And Jeanette, I'm not an expert. I don't know this stuff. I'm just following Jeanette like everybody else on Instagram. And now we want to welcome her to the show. Jeanette May, thank you so much for coming on the show today. How are you?
Hello. How are you? Well, thank you for the beautiful welcome. And I love your energy. What a great show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. 6 years, Jeanette. Finally, after 6 years, you're on the show. No, I'm really glad to have you on. It's the show is all about nonprofits, but we like to bring on. We'll have Joe Ahern. Joe Ahern is with the 100 Club of Chicago. He'll be on a little later to talk about how we're taking care of our firefighters and our police officers, our first responders, and their families. We're going to talk to Joe in the next half hour. But first, we have Jeanette May. We're so thrilled to have you on the show, Jeanette. Let's talk about, you know, how did you get started? I don't even know how I found you on, it was on Facebook, actually, first and foremost.
Tell us
a little bit about your background.
I started on Facebook probably about 6 years ago. So I was running a personal training, studio, and I knew that I had, and then I went through all this chaos in my life, which is ultimately the greatest gift ever, because then you start to really look at, like, what is what I'm here for? Like, what do I need to be expressing in the world? And so I had lost my son. I went through this divorce. I found myself with $47 to my name. And I really came out of this huge funk with healing foods, with moving my body. I really started to understand the power of them, even more than my training, my personal training self, teaching people about movement and stuff. I got a deeper respect and understanding of how this truly can heal people, because I was watching in my life and I knew I wanted to reach millions and I knew it needed to be through social media. So you probably found me on Facebook because I was sharing a recipe. I was sharing recipes in exchange for an email. And I feel like I had uncovered all these really delicious foods that people would enjoy but actually contain superfoods and were healing people on a cellular level. So that's how I got started.
That's where you got me, when you were telling us about healing foods on a cellular level, because, you know, that's how cancer starts. The cells, it's so important in taking care of not just our body and our muscles, not just the way our body looks, but on the inside. And that's what really, really struck me. And so I really focused on what you said about putting these healthy things into my body, and it actually then improved the outside of my body. But not that quickly, though, I will say that. It took a little while, because you're not about fads and gimmicks and tricks and all that.
You know, for me, and I want to even go a step further, because you think you start with eating really healthy to prevent cancer or to lose that weight, to fit into those genes. And yeah, those are noble things, but my big mission, as I've watched myself and I've watched millions of women's lives, is that what happens is you start to wake up. Your body absolutely changes, but what's more powerful is a soul that's awakened. When you're ready to rise up and to be powerful and to own your voice and to step into your purpose, that's what gets me super jazzed about these healing foods and movement.
Yeah, that's the thing, is healing foods and movement. So let's start with some tips. For those of you listening that have never seen Jeanette May, you're living under a rock. But no, I'm kidding. There's still millions of people out there, Jeanette, that need to benefit from your advice because they don't have access to this information. And if you're like me, you have so many hours in a day to get things done. You've got kids and a job. And when do you find the time to research? Why don't you just listen to Jeanette? She's done it all for you. And you really have influenced me. And I want to help my girls, my fly girls out there. First love self, first love yourself, right, Jeanette? That's another message that you bring across in your videos too, that I love too. And you're always smiling. I love that about you. So what are some of the tips that you have for people that are just beginning to get into this lifestyle, not just working out, but, you know, healthy eating on that cellular level?
Yeah, I want to meet every woman who's listening to this right where you're at, because if you look at me, you might think that I actually have it all together. And maybe I have it a lot more together than I did when I started this journey, but it truly, I think we need to really look and know that we're all the same. You know, when I started this deep dive journey into these superfoods, I had literally was sleeping on the floor. I was a single mom. I had tinfoil holding up my antenna. I had $47 to my name. I had lost my son. I felt lost. I felt broken. I felt like I was never going to amount to anything that was in my heart, in my dreams. And I noticed that food was healing me. So I really want to remind you that no matter your financial circumstance, no matter where you're at in this journey, it can be done. And the first step is that belief. And if you don't have it, you can lean on mine, because anyone that has crossed this road or has been on this journey, it hasn't been paved in gold and it hasn't been easy. And a lot of people have started at rock bottom. So if you're there, good news, you only have a way to go up. And so I want to say belief is number one. And then number two is try not to make it so complicated. We're so bombarded with information about paleo, vegan, what's the right thing to do? Like, is it no fat? Is it fat? Is it sugar? No sugar? What do I do? And the problem is that we as a society like to complicate things because, one, people like new things and they think all of a sudden it's bigger and better if it's new. And then, two, it gives us permission not to do anything because it's so dang complicated. So I really want to ask everyone to step back from all the stories of everything that you're hearing about what's right and what's not, and really just think about what is growing on the earth right now, what was not made by man but was already here, and start there. So I would suggest one day, or one time a day, to get something that's green, something that's vibrant in color in your diet. So that could be a beautiful salad. And I have tons of free stuff on my website, so there's no excuse. You could make a smoothie. You could, but just make that a priority one time a day. And then that gives you like hope. That gets your legs underneath you, and your body will help you. Once you start putting really healing foods in there, it wants more of it. But you got to start, because it doesn't think it wants it until you start doing it. It thinks it wants croissants and cookies and all those things, because actually sugar is so toxic and it for more. It's actually more toxic than most drugs and smoking in the system. And so it is a real deal when you're actually having the cravings. You really want more because the brain's signaling for more. So we've got to combat it with some green stuff.
Absolutely. And you hit it right there. Girls and guys listening too, you know, it's the belief. You have to believe that you can start and that you can do this no matter where you're at. Like Danette said, you're absolutely right, Danette. No matter where you're at, just start and believe that you can do this. And then it's the attitude. I call it BAM, Danette, and I think you're probably very similar in this. It's belief, attitude, and then the mechanics of it, you know, just doing it, eating those greens, taking those vitamins, putting these healthy additions into your coffee. Now, let's dive into that. Coffee is so very healthy for you, but people think, oh, I had my coffee today. I ran over to the local, we won't say names, but we ran over to the local coffee shop, and we put all these caramels and creams in there, these artificial sweeteners, and that doesn't count, right? Danette educated me. Tell them what to do.
You don't
Danette,
want me to get started on coffee, because here's the deal. Every American, most Americans are drinking coffee, and they're not just drinking like an Italian size. We're drinking like these, like two cups or more size. And the problem with coffee is not so much that it's coffee. It's because it's actually not organic. Coffee is one of the most heavily sprayed substances in the world. So you're basically, when you look at your cup of coffee, you're literally sucking down toxins, pesticides, tons of stuff that's creating toxins in your body. And when you put toxins in your body, you build body fat. So, and you get sick and your immunity is depleted. So the first step is to any place that does not have fair trade organic coffee, stay away like the plague. I had a really good girlfriend and she's quite famous and she was getting sick quite a bit. And I knew where she was going to get her coffee every day after her soul cycle. And I was like, can I just say something to you? You don't have to take it. I know I'm totally giving unsolicited advice, but please stop going there and pick a new coffee joint that's actually organic. And I promise you, you will not be getting sick like you are every single month. You're getting a little cold here, a little headache here. She stopped. She listened to me. The coffee was better. It tasted better. And she has not been getting sick on the regular. So just really be careful with your coffee. The other thing, and you probably know about this already, Dolly, but I add my superfood blend called Cacao Bliss to my coffee, and it makes the most frothy mocha latte ever. And it's all these superfoods with raw ceremonial grade cacao. And it just is like this speed dial into the cells, and it just charges you up, builds focus. There's all this scientific evidence around it, and it's like next level tasty too.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's so funny. Danette loves her frothy coffee. You are in so many videos talking about that frothy coffee, something special, taking care of yourself. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, it's about self-love too. This is why we're doing this, everybody. My fly girls out there, again, these are the girls that I remind all of you, all my listeners too. First, love yourself. And that means you're taking good care of yourself, you're loving on yourself, and that way you could be stronger, more powerful, and more powerful into everybody around you, a powerful force to everybody around you. So start with that, get started, believe in it, and follow the mechanics. Check out Danette's Instagram and her Facebook messages there. You will just fall in love with this girl. The book that she has out now is called The Rise. It's the number one best-selling book, and she's the number one best-selling author. Danette May, we're talking to. Let's talk. I want to ask you, if you don't have the Cacao Bliss, which, by the way, is delicious, everybody. I'm not getting paid by Danette to do this, but it's delicious blend. But I remember before the Cacao Bliss came out, you told us what to put in our coffee. And do you mind just revealing that and why really quickly? And
then I don't mind at all.
Let's dive into the rise too. I want to talk more about the book and, go ahead. So let's talk about that coffee.
Okay. So you guys, I've been giving out this formula for a good year to year and a half before I ever came out with the product. And I realized that for people to get these really organic ingredients, make it, like, at the highest level possible, I had to create my own. So anyway, let me just give you guys some tips of what you can start adding to your coffee just to start with. And I'm going to tell you right now, like, what it does for you before I tell you exactly what to add. So you can grab your pen and paper while you're listening to me. Because what's going to happen is the raw cacao, the organic fair trade raw cacao, is actually going to has flavanols in it. So it creates blood flow up to the brain. So you have more cognition. They've done tons of studies on the elderly, children. Your cognition level goes up. Your memory goes up, right? So the blood flow, your energy goes up, your immunity goes up, and then it contains a chemical called anandamide, which is called the bliss chemical. There's only two foods in the world that contain this, and this gives you that feeling of bliss, euphoria. When you're making love, that chemical is released out of your body, and just adding this to your day, you can actually experience this sense of bliss. I take this whenever I go to write, whenever I go to focus. Daughter has an essay to write. I send her with some Cacao Bliss hot chocolate. She cranks. Like, it's like a miracle. But let me tell you how you can make it. If you don't want to get my product, you can totally start now with this. So you're going to take about a teaspoon of raw cacao. Now, it needs to be raw cacao. It can't be cocoa powder because that's been stripped of all the nutrients. You need a raw cacao. And then you're going to add about maybe a fourth a teaspoon of turmeric powder. Now, turmeric powder is going to help with inflammation in the body. It helps with cancer fighting. It's super good for the immunity. You're not going to taste it, so don't worry. It's just going to give you all the health benefits. Add about a fourth a teaspoon of that. Now, I'm going to try to make this super simple because you might not know what lucuma and mesquite is, which is in my product. But if you can get your hands on lucuma and mesquite, do about one eighth to one fourth teaspoon of lucuma and mesquite. These are really high B vitamins. They're super superfoods down in South America that they use to like climb the mountains and come back down, like giving you tons of energy. And then you're going to also add a little bit of MCT oil. Now, you can get this at a superfood store. It's a little different than like coconut oil, but if you want to just use coconut oil, you could. But MCT is a higher grade. Basically, it just has a lot more health benefit right away inside the system. And so you would add a little bit of that, maybe like a teaspoon, and start there. Maybe add a little cinnamon.
Are you saying MCT? That is interesting because I like the coconut oil, but should I switch to MCT oil?
Well, if you're taking Cacao Bliss, it already has the MCT in it. I actually think, well, I use MCT if I'm not consuming my Cacao Bliss over coconut oil. It's just a higher grain brain octane. It's, okay. It just goes to the brain quicker. So you can get it at most specialty food stores. Yeah, okay. And then you guys just add it to your coffee, froth it up. If you don't want to do coffee, you could just add almond milk, hot water, make it into a hot chocolate. Add a little bit of raw honey, and voila, it is so delicious.
It is. And it's a great way to start the day. And again, Danette, I know we can't stress enough how important it is to get that organic coffee. I had a coffee expert on the show, too, and she talked about how important it is to do the medium roast, not the dark roasted. Did you ever hear that, Danette?
Yeah. You know, I have a good friend that sources organic coffee, and I've been learning all about it. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know. You actually get into this food industry, and you start learning about, you guys, it's so sad, but most of these companies that label themselves organic or that they're high grade or they're really healthy for you, most of the time they are not, and it's really quite sad. So it's really important to find someone you can trust and then let them do the research, because obviously that's not everybody's role to research everything you're going to put in your mouth.
Right. That's what we got to watch more Danette May. Danette, I love your videos. We're talking to Danette May. She's America's leading healthy lifestyle expert and my favorite gal on social media. You know, when I'm home alone, I'm a single mom, and I'm home alone, and it's my weekend. I love to read books, but I do love to binge on Danette May videos. It just reminds me of how to take care of myself. And I get all these little tips and little nuggets of how, just little things that you can do to improve your health. She's got a book out. It's called The Rise. Let's talk about this book. I'm just so excited. I can't wait to read it. Tell us what it's about and what inspired you to write this book. I know you have two little girls, and that's your inspiration, right? And go ahead.
Yeah, no, you know, when Hay House came to me, Hay House Publishing, they were like, you can write anything you want, and you have 6 weeks to do it. We're going to fast track your book, which is really unheard of in the publishing world.
Oh my goodness.
18 months. And I was like, okay.
Thank
this
God you have the Cacao Bliss.
Seriously.
6 weeks. Wow.
I knew when that opportunity came, because I never even turned in like a manuscript. I never even asked Hay House to publish this book. They came to me, they gave me any topic I wanted and said 6 weeks. I knew this book was bigger than me. I tried to really dive into my own inner like knowings and go, what does the world need? And this is what I was felt and told, was that we need more vulnerability. That women need permission to be vulnerable in their pain, in their highs, in their light, in their darkness, in their strength, in their not so strengthy times. And so, and also I felt like so many people were like, I want to know all the stories that you have not told, Danette. There's this huge gap between single mother, $47, lost her son, you know, sleeping on the floor, to running this 8-figure business, inspiring millions around the world. What went on in that journey? What did you do? What were the feelings? And it was this huge raw encounter of me unlayering all these stories I was telling myself that led me to my downfall. All the lies that I had to unlayer.
Yeah.
Yes, all the lies. And then just all the things I actually did, the foods I ate, the movement I did, the mindset work, very in detail, the mindset work that I did every day and that I still do today. And then I went a little bit into the business part, like what did I do? What tools and tactics did I do to grow in 5 years from that to this 8-figure business? And that's what people really wanted to know. And I really wanted every woman and man, because there's a lot of men that are telling me they're reading this book. It's been quite intriguing, but is that we have permission to be vulnerable. And in our vulnerability, we actually increase our self-love. And, you know, it's just a journey of everyone's rising up into their fullest, truest expression.
I love it. Amen. You know, and Danette, I got to ask you, do you remember actually your very first Instagram or Facebook video? Do you remember when you first started this? Did it begin
totally
on Instagram or Facebook? Where did it begin? It had to have been Facebook, right? Because Instagram came
It was here. Facebook. I actually didn't even own an Instagram account until about a year to a year and a half ago. I was putting all my eggs in Facebook, and it started with a recipe, and then I remember the first video. Wait, for anyone who knows me,
is
I actually make
here?
Up my own language. I don't know, probably. I have no idea. But I was talking about my favorite recipe, which is this peanut butter ball recipe, which is protein packed. It's super delicious. And I was memorizing line by line what I was going to say. And it was so stressful. And I was like, forget it. I'm just going to speak how I speak. Like I make up my own language. Half the time people don't understand me, but I'm who I am. And my business partner, who is now my husband, he wasn't at the time. He was trying to control every word I said. And I was like, you just need to let it rip. I mean, I'm going to make up words. People are going to kind of be like, what did she just say? And I'm like, I've got to be me. And, you know, that was the beginning for us. And we literally were rubbing pennies together, just figuring this out.
Oh, that's true. I love watching your videos. Sometimes she just comes on impromptu, like, okay, I'm here. And you have things
totally.
You want to share. That's what we love about you, is that you really do, your heart is in it, and you just want to spread your wealth of information and spread that self-love to everybody and not just hold those tips to yourself. You're spreading out and wishing goodwill to others around you, which really just is obvious and contagious, you know. When are you coming to Chicago? When are you coming to town?
I am traveling.
You have a book signing?
So much. I'm actually jumping on a plane as soon as we drop off this call. I'm getting into the Uber to head to the airport. I've been traveling about 2 to 3 times a month speaking at different events. And right now I'm booked up until October, and none of them are in Chicago, believe it or not.
Oh.
So I don't know if there's going to be anything after October. But yeah, it has been one ride this year.
Well, it's really exciting for you. You've got lots of other programs out there that we didn't even get into, but we're out of time. She's got her 30-day challenge, a 6-week coaching. You can go check out Danette May on her Facebook. Is it just Danette May? I'm trying to remember what
it's
I
It's the
I
Danette May, believe it or not.
The Danette May.
On Instagram and Facebook, the Danette May. Yep.
Okay. You can check her out there and say, oh, yeah, I can say, I told you so. She's got some great tips for you all. And, you know, just get some advice from America's leading healthy lifestyle expert and my favorite gal to watch. And the book is called The Rise. Danette May, thanks so much for being on the show. It was such a delight to
talk
to you finally.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and whenever you're in
Thank
Chicago, you got to stop by our new studios, okay? Please stop by. We'd
Sounds
love to,
great. Thank
to
you.
Have you. And best of luck with the new book and your travels and all that you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, babe.
Thanks again. Bye-bye. Thanks, dear.
Bye.
Yeah, did you notice last night after the Cubs won that game that everybody stayed and sang that song? And it wasn't like they were just singing it. They were singing, screaming it. That is so, it's just so neat to see that. I'm at the games, or, you know, when the game is done on TV, you know, I have it in the background or not really watching that part of it. But last night I did, and I thought, oh, look at these fans. They're, like, singing their hearts out. Did you notice it, Gino, when you're watching? What did you think of that?
I did. I just want to say a fun fact. I don't know if you knew. Pedro Strop, who finished that game, he didn't get there till the fourth inning. His car was stolen, and he was at the police station, and it was about the fourth, and he said, I have to go. I might have to pitch tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't know. It had to be expensive, though, for his contract. They ended up finding it in there was, like, a police chase. They found his car later that night.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Now, who won the game, player of the game last night? Do you recall?
I'm going to assume it was Baez or Hayward because
yes.
They both had 3 runs.
Oh, I think it was a tie. Sorry.
Yeah, it was probably both of them.
Yeah, I think it was a tie. So Baez, Javier. was amazing too. They all were. So we'll have a great game. You know, we got a lot of games to go. We can't get too excited about this one. But last night was, I seem like everybody in Chicago was watching it. It was a great night game. Okay, we got to move on. We had so much fun talking to Danette May. I think we did. We're ready to move on and talk to a man that I have always wanted to work for my entire college life, my first entry into broadcast news. I wanted to work for Joe Ahearn. That was way too young. I couldn't. The timing was off. It just wasn't going to happen. But I always admired him and his work and what he built at ABC 7 in Chicago. And now look at him now. He is nonstop. He's retired from TV, and he's now the 100 Club of Chicago Chief Executive Officer, Joe Ahearn. We're really glad to have him on the show. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Dolly.
So good to have you on. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted. I'm multitasking. I'm waiting to talk to you, and I'm watching the Cubs. And I was with everybody else watching. I got home from 200 Club events last night and watched Baez hit the three-run homer. And they are just unbelievably exciting.
Yeah, they are. They are. And, Joe, well, you and I have been in Chicago. Well, I was born and raised. Were you born and raised in Chicago, Joe? My point being, we've been here a long time.
Yeah, just a little town east of here, Philadelphia. And,
okay.
I got here in 1975, Dolly, and it's my favorite city of all.
Yeah, well, you've been here long enough, and we've watched the Cubs when the stadium was empty and when the game would end and you'd look around, no one was around. But last night was really fun. It's joyful. It's building communities, building the city, you know, making us stronger, and thinking that Go Cubs, Go song. You know, it just,
yeah.
I don't know, it touched me, Gino, I must say. It just touched me last night. I got emotional. What can I say? I love my Cubs. So let's get on track, Joe. The 100 Club of Chicago, if you've not heard of it, like I said, if you're living under a rock, that's what I said earlier in the program, the 100 Club of Chicago provides for families of first responders who have lost their lives in the line of duty. So this is a membership-based organization offering several forms of financial assistance and access to resources and moral support. They're all sworn federal, state, county, and local first responders stationed in Cook, Lake, and McHenry counties. Those are all included in the 100 Club of Chicago. Joe, it's been around a long time, but I know the 100 Club started in 1952, but did it start in Chicago originally, or was that somewhere else?
No, Dolly, it actually started in Detroit, Michigan. There was a Pontiac car dealer. Pontiac is long gone, but there was a Pontiac car dealer that read about a police officer who had been killed. He was shot and killed in 1952 in Detroit, and his widow was going to lose her home. And he reached out and paid off the mortgage for her. And a month later, another police officer was tragically killed in Detroit. And he reached this Pontiac car dealer reached out to two friends of his. One was a furniture dealer, another owned a drugstore. And they reached out to their friends, 100 people, and said, "We got to start something to help these families." And that's how they named it the 100 Club, and it stayed. And now there's about 125 clubs around the United States. We're not affiliated with each other, but ours started in August of 1966. So we'll be 53 years in existence this coming August, and we have given away over $12 million over these almost 53 years and served 273 families tragically who have paid the ultimate sacrifice with serving all of us as police officers, firefighters, paramedics, and state, local, federal law enforcement. And if you think about it, Dolly, in just Cook and Lake County, we have, and McHenry County, we have over 45,000 first responders that are in those three counties that help protect us.
Wow. Now, the 100 Club of Chicago, there's not just 100 members. How many members are in that group now? And on average, do they all, is it where there's the dues, the required amount that you provide, or is it all donations? and fundraising?
Yeah, well, no, there's several ways to be a part of the 100 Club. We have 35 people on our board that are 100 Club board members, and they provide $5,000 a year, either raise it or give it to support our mission. And then we have over 2,000 members. Sadly, I wish, you know, with a city as big as Chicago, I wish we had 50,000 members, but we have a couple thousand that help provide us the financial ways to pay for all the things that we do. And when a police officer, firefighter is killed in the line of duty in any of those three counties, I reach out to the family immediately and provide $50,000 of financial assistance, and they don't have to fill out any forms, or there's no bureaucracy, and it's the way it should be, Dolly. For these families that have paid the ultimate sacrifice, we're there right away to help them, and then we provide college education for all the kids. So, sadly, we have 30 sons and daughters of police officers and firefighters in college right now, and we have 82 young people that will be able to go to college in the next 10, 15 years. Sadly, in the last year, we've had 8 line of duty deaths that have, put another 14 kids on the roster. And thank God for, you know, people that provide us financial donations that we're able to continue to do our mission.
Wow, that is quite a task with those numbers there. And if someone wanted to get involved or donate, Joe, how do they do that? How can you become a member of the 100 Club? I'm not a member. I'll join. How do I do it?
Well, you better do it. If you want to get into heaven, Dolly, you're going to have to go to 100 Club, 100clubchicago.org. And that's a guarantee. It'll get you into heaven there, kiddo.
At least get to the gates. I don't know. You have to push me, squeeze me through those gates. No, I'm kidding.
We'll try to push you through. We'll put a good word in for you.
Put in a good word, would you, Joe? That's for sure. Hey, Joe, what personally drew you towards the 100 Club originally? Were you a member before you became the chief executive officer?
I actually was not. My grandfather was a police officer when I grew up in Philadelphia. He actually died the year I was born, 1945. And you can do the math. I'll be 74 in June. And when after my life in broadcasting, several fellows that were involved in the board of 100 Club reached out to me and said, would I consider running the 100 Club? And I immediately said yes, because it was a great fit. It's this November 1st. It'll be 10 years that I've been running the 100 Club, and it has been an absolute blessing. It's changed my life and allowed me to really see what's important in life, because I see men and women that dedicate their life to police and fire service and put their lives on the line every single day. And they don't get enough thanks enough, and they are really great families. These are generation upon generation of families, Dolly, that, you know, their grandfather was a police officer or a firefighter, their dad, their uncles, and, you know, they get into this, and their children get into it. And it's amazing, the men and women that I get to meet and work with on a regular basis. It really humbles me every single day. And tonight we have our Valor Awards, which is the 39th year that we are honoring police officers and firefighters in Cook and Lake County that have performed extraordinary acts of courage. And we have 30 honorees tonight. Actually, one is a canine. It's the first time in 39 years we're honoring a canine.
Aww.
And the handler. And which will be a lot of fun, and I'm going to do I think that we're going to do some television interviews this weekend with the dog, and it's just a real blessing to work with these men and women that you know, go into this line of work and really protect us, protect our families, and protect our loved ones.
Yes, we are definitely blessed. We've got some excellent first responders in the Cook, Lake, and McHenry counties here. And Joe, you, at the head of it all, spearheading this effort, You're the perfect man for that. When you said you're 74, I can't believe it. I'm sitting on the train.
I can't either.
And I see this man, this good-looking man, sitting on the train with me. And I look at him, and I'm like, wait a
more,
minute.
More, more,
like,
Dolly. You're doing
her. You can't be 74. Get out of here. But, no, I'm not kidding, Joe. I was, I was in college when you were, and so I wasn't out there yet.
Well,
and
you didn't have to bring that up, Dolly. Yeah, you know, you were doing great up to then.
You said it, though. You did. You said your age, not me. But, it's a reason why things happen. And I'm so glad that we ran into each other on the train and you told me what you were up to today. And now here, having you on the show and spreading the word even more, there's so many people out there, a lot of young people that could, you know, easily be a member and make this, I'm sure, what is the minimum donation? You know, if we had so many people sign up for this at a minimum, it can make a huge difference.
Is
there a minimum?
Police officers, firefighters can join for $50 a year.
See,
is that me? I don't think that's. But
no,
the minimum donation. Yeah, the minimum donation is $100 a year, and we have about $100, and but it goes up from there for families and corporations. But we have a lot of corporate large donors that allow us to continue to do what we do. And, that's the only
fantastic
way that we can do it.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you're seeing the heart of the city at work right here. And we've been talking to Joe Ahern, who's the chief executive officer of the 100 Club, I should say. Remember my first time on the air, Joe? I started at WCIU with Jack Taylor. I was anchoring the Stock Market Observer with him. Do you remember that show? You've been on. I think I booked you on that show once.
Yeah, of course.
With Jack Taylor. And I said on the air, 100. And my boss looked at me afterwards and said, 100. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, you said 100. Anyway, I just did that now on the air. How funny. Full circle. I don't learn anything. I don't learn much. But anyway, I'm just kidding. So Joe is a Chicago icon in the media business. Much respect to you, Joe. And it's so good to see you out there still with your smile on your face and the good energy you have. And you just, people admire you. And you're pumping new blood and money into such a worthy cause, the 100 Club of Chicago. Check them out on the web. Joe, what is the website people can go to again, and we won't forget May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, you've got a race coming up. Can you tell us a little bit more about that too?
Yeah, well, we have the Lake County Municipal League is doing a race up in Libertyville, and we'll be up there early in the morning for our race. But if your listeners would go to 100clubchicago.org, that's the numerical 100, 100clubchicago.org, and just follow the prompts and make a donation. Join the 100 Club. We'd love to have you as a member and also to come out to our events. We have about 100 events every year, and big and small, and a lot of fun events. People get a chance to meet a lot of our police officers and firefighters and also many of our 100 Club family members. Tonight at the Valor Awards, we'll have a lot of our 100 Club families there as well to honor our police officers and firefighters.
What a great night tonight will be. 100 Club has their Valor Awards tonight. Is it Gar Hall in Chicago? Where is Gar Hall? Tickets are probably sold out, though, huh?
That's the room at the Chicago Cultural Center right there at Randolph, in between Randolph and Washington on Michigan Avenue. That Chicago Cultural Center is right there. It takes up the whole block. But there's Gar Hall is one of the biggest rooms there. It's a beautiful, beautiful room. And we'll have about 300 people attending tonight.
Fantastic. Recognizing those first responders, and let's hear it for all of our first responder police, firemen, and all of those that are putting their lives on the line for our safety, for our comfort, our life, liberty, and justice, and all that good stuff. They're there every day showing up and putting their life on the line, so we have to show our respect and love and appreciation for that effort. And you could do that by making a donation to the 100 Club of Chicago. You're in good hands with Joe Ahern there. Good hands with Joe.
Yeah.
And if And if you want to be a part of the race on May 5th, 5K race at Independence Grove Fire Forest Preserve, it's kicking off at 9 a.m. It's only $35 to enter that race, $20 for kids, and 5 and under are free. You get a race t-shirt and finish line goodies and all that jazz. So check them out on the web and consider joining and get your friends. Maybe get all your buddies. You know, Gino's here. Gino, you're what?
23 in a week.
23. Get 100 of your friends. Look what a difference you can make there. We got to do that. We got to make a movement here.
Gino, we would love to have you. And Dolly, I hope that you'll join this week. We'd love to have you as well. And thanks for being such a great advocate for what we're doing.
Absolutely. Joe, great to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by. And have fun tonight. And thanks for all you're doing in Chicago.
Thanks so much.
Keep up the
good
work.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Drive safe now. Right. I hear you turning there. I hear the car turning. Joey here. Be safe on the road. Look out. He's on the road, everybody. Hey, everybody. It's towards the end of the show now, and I want to just tell you again how we end the show. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and on Instagram. We're also on Twitter. We're there. We're still there on Twitter. And please like us there, follow along, and I'll give you, today I'm going to post a short, quick video, quick videos about the Net May and how I do that coffee drink that we talked about. I'll show you my version, which is very similar to hers, but I don't have those extra things that she was talking about, the MIT oil. You know, have you ever heard of that, Gino? No, we'll have to look into that. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to The Good Show. Really appreciate it. And next week, you know who we got on the show next week, Tina? Can we do a plug? We're not sure. I'm putting him on the spot. Sitting over here listening to me. Are you, like, mesmerized by what we were talking about? I love him. Gino, it's been great having you as an intern. You guys, if you're hiring out there, anybody listening and you're hiring out there, Gino is awesome. We're going to find you a job. That's my role. He worked his butt off. He did a great job with the show. Tomorrow, quick shout out to my alma mater and Gino's, Garen Prep. Actually, my alma mater was Mother Garen, but Gino was at Garen Prep, and Mother Garen turned into Garen Prep somewhere along the line. We are still the Crusaders over there, right? And the Gators?
Yeah, both.
The Crusader Gators? Is that what they say? Gino and I are going back in time to the halls of Garen Prep, and we're going to be doing Career Day. Gino's going to be, you know, spreading his wisdom. And make sure you talk nice about me tomorrow. Okay, please.
I'll try.
And so that'll be fun to go back to Garen Prep. And one of my first things I'm going to do, they invited me for breakfast. I can't make breakfast because I have some earlier commitments, but I'll be there at lunchtime. One of the first things I'm going to do is have, what do you think, in the cast?
A chocolate chip cookie. A chocolate chip cookie,
that's
course.
Right. Those legendary chocolate chip cookies. He knows me so well. Do we not love these cookies? They're amazing. So that'll be the first thing I have. Then we'll talk to the kids, tell them how to get a job, how to work hard and get a job. Give them some advice, you know. They're going to really appreciate what you have to say. Because you're a lot younger than me. And you've got all this experience now with the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm kidding. All right. Well, listen, shout out to Garen Prep. That's my alma mater, Gino's alma mater, and we'll be there tomorrow. We're looking forward to seeing you guys. I'm out of time. Thanks again for tuning in to The Good Show, everybody. We'll see you next week. We don't know who the guests are. We'll figure it out.
Rose Cousins and JDRF.
Rose Cousins and JDRF. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you at the next 100 Club of Chicago event. You promised me you're going to sign up, Gino?
We're out of time.
I'll make a donation in your name, Gino. We'll both be members. All right, thanks everybody. So long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.